I have seen the Lord, John 21 through 18. Last week was Passion Week, and it was really tough week for me. Last Sunday, we had a 3 extra community worship service at CCC, Shedinol, and Good Samaritan. Then Tuesday, we had an admin council meeting at Central United Methodist Church. Later in the week, we then had Holy Thursday service and Good Friday service. During last week, I waited to see the resurrected Christ more than anyone else. Last year, Caleb could not even crawl well, so he mostly sat quietly in the church. But nowadays, he not only can walk, but also run around and even talk, sing, and dance during the service. Therefore, it was very difficult to have a worship service with him. Furthermore, Caleb generally goes to bed at 7 o'clock, so it was very hard work for him to keep awake during the evening worship service. It was also very difficult work for us to lead a worship service with a tired baby. However, we praise God all the suffering is done because our Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected. I hope and pray that if anyone comes here with an exhausted body and spirit, you also will be restored and resurrected by meeting the resurrected Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. There are 3 great transcendent events in Jesus' life. The first is the virgin birth. The second is the crucifixion. And the third is the resurrection. These 3 events can only be done by the Son of God, who no one can imitate. Among the 3 events, the resurrection is the greatest blessing for our lives. The greatest tragedy of our life is to die, but Jesus overcame death. The resurrection of Jesus is not only a historical fact, but it must be the most central truth of our faith. In today's text, Mary met the resurrected Jesus and announced that I have seen the Lord. In the Bible, we see many people's lives completely changed when they met the resurrected Jesus Christ. Mary did, Thomas did, and Paul did, and now it is our turn. I hope and pray that we all will personally meet the resurrected Jesus and live life as a witness of resurrection. Jesus was resurrected on the 3rd day after he was crucified. It is the 1st day after the Sabbath. It is Sunday based on today's calculation. Who was the first person to visit the tomb of Jesus? It was neither Peter, who was the supreme among the disciples, nor was it John, who was Jesus' beloved disciple. It was Mary Magdalene. According to John 21, on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. At that time, the tomb was a cave and its entrance is blocked with stone. The Gospel of John does not explain why Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. But Mark and Luke said that she went to the tomb of Jesus to put the burial spices on his body. When they buried Jesus' body, they were not able to prepare the proper funeral because of the law of the Sabbath. Now, Mary came to the tomb to put the spices on Jesus' body. When Mary came to the tomb, she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. This was a totally unexpected situation for her. Unless it is time for a funeral, the entrance of the tomb should always be closed. Mary thought that someone had removed the body of Jesus. Mary could not understand or solve this perplexing situation alone, so she rushed to Peter and the other disciple, who might be John according to the Gospel of John. Mary said, "They had taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they put him." Peter and John were in trouble. They could not stop Jesus' suffering and death, so if they lost the body of Jesus, it would be very problematic. So they ran to the tomb and they found out the tomb was empty. And then these two disciples went back to their homes. Mary stood outside the tomb crying with a frustrated heart. She couldn't help but feel devastated. She had wanted to put the spices on the body of Jesus, but she missed the opportunity to do it. She did not even get any help from Peter. She cried and looked inside the tomb again, but this time she saw something strange. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying and said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Mary said the same as she said to Peter and John. "They had taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have laid him." At that very moment, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. However, Jesus knew her. He said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Do you know who Mary Magdalene is? We don't really know who she is based on the Gospel of John, but according to Mark 16:9 and Luke 8:2, Mary Magdalene was the one whom Jesus had cast seven demons out of. Since she had experienced dividing from that evil power through Jesus Christ, it was a great shock to her, more so than to anyone else, that she had lost Jesus. Nevertheless, she did not recognize Jesus. She supposed to him to be the gardener, so she said to him that, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus knew the heart of Mary, so he called Mary's name, "Mary!" As soon as she heard the name, Mary's eyes opened and she realized that the one who calls her name is Jesus. Mary said, "Rabboni," which means a teacher in Hebrew. And Mary wanted to hold on to Jesus. She was bursting with joy. What a great pleasure to see him again. But then Jesus said to her that, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples again. It must have been a totally different feeling than she had gone to Peter and John after the first saw the empty tomb. She spoke two facts to the disciples. One is, "I have seen the Lord." And the other is that Jesus is ascending to God. Guess what was their reaction to Mary? When she said that, "I have seen the Lord," did they agree and believe what she said? Or did they disagree or disbelieve what she said? The reaction of the disciples would have been different. Although Peter and John might have believed it, the others felt that it was hard to believe. Even Thomas insisted that he could not believe the resurrection of Jesus unless he could confirm it in person. Was it a problem only for the disciples? Today, most people generally have a hard time believing in the resurrection. Among Christians, there are only a few people who truly believe in the resurrection. This is not because many people do not have faith, but because it is a something that cannot be understood unless we experience it. How about you? Can you confess like Mary that you have seen the Lord? Today, we are no longer able to experience the resurrection in the same way as the disciples did. We cannot see the resurrected Jesus and touch him, but we commonly believe that seeing is believing. Then, is there no way for us to believe in the resurrection? How did the disciples of Jesus and the early Christians who lived in the same era with Jesus believe in the resurrection? If they had different reactions to the resurrection. In the Bible, we see that disciples of Jesus did not believe in the resurrection, even though they met the resurrected Jesus in person. They were seized with fear and doubt about what they had seen. And today, we see Mary, who did not recognize Jesus right away when she met him. Since we were obsessed with her own thoughts, she could not recognize the resurrected Jesus. Maybe it is not only Mary, but also us. We often do not recognize the presence of Jesus in our midst while we are so much busy with other matters. Some people indulge in so much self-pride or self-pity. Some people are too focused on self-emotion. Some people are too obsessed with bread and butter worries. When we're preoccupied with other things, we cannot see the resurrected Jesus who is standing right in front of us. In the midst of our busy days, can we just have a moment to listen to the voice of Jesus? Can we just have a moment to pray sincerely to him? Can we just have a moment to feed our soul and spirit by reading the Bible? Can we just have a moment to take care of our neighbors who are in need? Can we just do something that will open our eyes, open our ears, mouth, hearts, and hands toward Jesus so that our soul and spirit will be resurrected from death? Mary joyfully announced that I have seen the Lord. And I hope and pray this will be our own confession. When we see the resurrected Jesus, we will be empowered. We will be strong. We will stand up again. Jesus asked us, "Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Let us ask this question to ourselves. Why are you weeping? Am I weeping for the reality? No job? Difficult spouse? Sick kids? Weak body? A hopeless future? Whom are you looking for? Is it the resurrected Jesus or someone to just fix my problems? Remember, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He is no longer suffering on the cross. He is no longer laying in the tomb. He is alive. He is standing right in front of us. Let us boldly confess, "I have seen the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen.